Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Miss March, and on prom night, a high school senior, has a bit of an accident. He falls into a coma for 4 years, wakes up to find his girlfriend has become a Playboy bunny, and yes, he and his buddy head cross-country to the Playboy mansion to find her.
Wake up!
Ah! What is going on?
You fell down the stairs after prom and were in a coma for 4 years.
How come just you're here? Where's Cindy?
Right there.
Oh my god.
This is true love speaking, Eugene, and it's telling us to go to the Playboy Mansion.
Think you could do it?
I could try.
Yes!
So, this movie goes from sometimes funny and a bit clever to completely wrong and raunchy, which I guess makes it the perfect formula for you guys out there. In fact, this movie may have been made just to show naked girls partying up at Hugh's house, and you know I could tell this was made just for those guys? Well, the guy behind me at the theater was laughing so loud I probably missed half the movie. So, a big thank you to that guy out there. No, seriously, big thank you to that guy. I did not mind the distraction at all. So, I guess you could say this is the anti-chick flick, which I guess would make it a man movie instead. And since I'm not a guy on a movie night traffic light, Miss March, well, this one's a red light. And for you guys, I think you get the picture. Now on to a movie that's kid-friendly. Over 30 years later, Walt Disney brings us back to Witch Mountain in Race to Witch Mountain. And this time, The Rock tries to help two kids get away from the bad guys who are after them for their special powers.
If we don't get to Witch Mountain, the invasion will begin.
I'm gonna get you out of here. Who is he?
He's the bounty hunter.
You are in way over your head. I figured that part out on my own.
So back in the day, they made two movies, Escape to Witch Mountain and Return from Witch Mountain, so you'd think by now the bad guys would know to look for the kids on Witch Mountain, but I guess that would make for a really short movie, which wouldn't be good because we'd miss out on all the excitement. For us girls, we get to see The Rock on the big screen for a couple of hours, and for the kids, this kind of movie is really, really cool. I mean, what is cooler than being a kid and watching a movie that makes you dream about having special powers and being able to take on the bad guys? You know, the special power I wanted as a kid was to be invisible. Well, imagine my surprise when I grew up and went to work for corporate America and realized there really was invisible. Well, oh well. And even though Disney did not show us this movie, there's no doubt that it's probably going to draw a crowd. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.